Book of the Dead by Patricia Cornwell, read by Lorelei King. Rome. Water splashing. A gray mosaic tile tub sunk deep into a terracotta floor. Water pours slowly from an old brass spout, and darkness pours through a window. On the other side of the old wavy glass is the piazza and the fountain and the night. She sits quietly in water, and the water is very cold, with melting ice cubes in it. And there is little in her eyes, nothing much there anymore. At first, her eyes were like hands reaching out to him, begging him to save her. Now her eyes are the bruised blue of dusk. Whatever was in them has almost left. Soon she will sleep. "Here," he says, handing her a tumbler that was hand-blown in Murano and now is filled with vodka. He is fascinated by parts of her that have never seen the sun. They are pale like limestone, and he turns the spigot almost off, and the water is a trickle now, and he watches her rapid breathing and hears the chattering of her teeth. Her white breasts float beneath the surface of the water, delicate, like white flowers. Her nipples, hard from the cold, are tight pink buds. Then he thinks of pencils, of chewing off nubby pink erasers when he was in school, and telling his father, and sometimes his mother, that he didn't need erasers because he didn't make mistakes, when in truth he liked to chew. He couldn't help it, and that also was the truth. "You'll remember my name," he says to her.
"I won't," she says. "I can forget it,"
chattering. He knows why she says it. If she forgets his name, her destiny will be rethought like a bad battle plan.